So the government of Barbados proposes to change the Utilities Regulation Act. Attorney at law and intervener Tricia Watson.
The Utilities Regulation Act obligates the FTC to protect the interests of consumers. It is there to operate in the public interest. The Act obligates the FTC to set fair and reasonable rates, not just for electricity producers, but also for consumers.
At a recent news conference, the Democratic Labour Party President, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, alleged that with the change, consumers are being denied a say in the regulation of renewable energy companies, and there will be no place for the Fair Trading Commission in the process.
This amendment will mean that a minister can determine that there is no regulation for an energy provider in Barbados.
Energy Minister Senator Lisa Cummins countered by saying that there's absolutely no need to fear. According to Senator Cummins, with the change, the Fair Trading Commission will manage systems up to 10 megawatts. But for the more powerful ones, she says they're going to the market to get the best competitive pricing. She adds that the commission will recommend for systems of a certain size, and above that, the market will decide. However, the Cooperative Coalition has charged that the amendment takes from the interveners the ability to protect the public interest by holding both Light and Power and the Fair Trading Commission to account. Attorney at law Tricia Watson supports that view.
Simply put, an exempted electricity supplier would not need to comply with the Utilities Regulation Act. They could simply do as they wish.
She further observes that the change to the Utilities Regulation Act says nothing about competitive procurement for storage, but instead it confers what she describes as exceedingly wide powers on the minister. And it means that powerful interests could raise rates as they wish if they've been exempted by the minister from all rate regulation.
So what just happened with Tricia Watson and those interveners?
Again, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood of the Democratic Labour Party.
What just happened in terms of them winning that case to stop that rate hike, that will not happen.
Right now, the Light and Power has an $820 million application before the FTC under the Utilities Regulation Act. And that's to increase our electricity rates to pay for renewable energy investment. If this amendment passes, there is absolutely nothing to prevent Light and Power from crying urgency and public interest and getting an exemption from the minister under that amendment. They could then withdraw their current application and the day after simply raise the rates and charge whatever they please to recover that $820 million plus excess profits from ratepayers over whatever period they choose. I would understand if our government was claiming on behalf of investors that rate applications take a long time to deal with, but rate applications take a long time because they are complex and care is necessary to protect both electricity ratepayers and the electricity suppliers. The answer to that, if that is the problem, is to properly resource the regulators with experts and to draft actual effective rules, not to make amendments aimed at bypassing the rules and excluding us, the people, from our own business.
Follow more on this in tomorrow's edition of Sagicor's Early Business.
Well, it would be ideal at the end of this collaboration process for everyone to be in agreement. We recognize that this will not always be the case.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.